Happy Friday.
Yay.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
I love that for us. Honestly, it's always a good weekend to celebrate your moms, but this one specifically.
Yeah, you know what? Hi to your mom. I know that your mom is a very important factor in your life and is still pretty active in your life, even at your adult age, right?
Yeah, I do talk to her quite often. I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't, like, at least get a text from my mom with a million kissy faces and a bunch of, like, gifts.
I'm at a point with my mom where we are still close, though most of our conversations are about her grandchild. She's more interested in what her grandchild has going on than what I have going on, and I understand.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not jealous at all. In fact, I encourage it.
Yeah, in fact. Sometimes I'm like, oh, childcare. You want to FaceTime the daughter? Go for it.
Make sure she's not touching anything sharp. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I just walk away. She babysits from FaceTime.
Yeah, moms are such a blessing, honestly. Mm-hmm. I love that I still have mine and that I can call her. She probably gets so annoyed with me, but I'll literally find something in the fridge and I'll be like, Mom? And like, I'll call her and say, is it okay if I eat rice if it's been in the fridge for 4 days? And she's like, girl, I don't know. Man, probably not.
You know what? Back before I was married, when I was a single dude, I would call my mom from the grocery store and be like, I don't know where stuff is or what I need. I want to make spaghetti. And I would just roll up to the grocery store like, I'm going to figure this out.
With a craving and a dream.
Yeah. And she'd be like, okay, well, in the inside aisles, you'll find the noodles. Anyway, shout out to all the moms. Look, Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't figured out a gift or some flowers or at least a card or a nice handwritten note, you better do something.
You have to do something. I always get so sad when you see those posts on Instagram and the mom's like, nothing came for Mother's Day for me. And I'm like, no, stop.
Yeah,
I want to give them all flowers.
Yeah. You know what? Let's celebrate the moms. 877-591-9696. And we can kind of take this in multiple directions. If you just want to say I love you to your mom, fine. Would love to also hear from the moms and get some motherly love. You know, there are people who I'm going to bring down this. Music is not the right. There are some people who don't have their mom with them anymore. And I think everybody deserves a little bit of motherly love. So maybe you're a mom and you've got either A, just some words of encouragement that you'd like to share.
Some words of wisdom or advice that you like to tell people.
Yeah. We would love to hear from the moms and for the moms. If you would pick up the phone and call us at 877-591-9696.
Yes, that would be amazing because I do know that Mother's Day can be rough for those whose moms are no longer with them. Mm-hmm. And also for people whose moms are really far away. Mine's, I think, 600 something miles away.
Yeah.
I won't be able to see her for months. So this will be nice to get a hug through the radio from the mamas.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do some motherly love right now. 877-591-9696. We want to hear from the moms and for the moms. All right, it's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings and a brand new entry in the diary coming up at 7:30 this morning. And right now we're talking about moms. Look, Mother's Day is this weekend and we want to hear some words of encouragement, some advice from the moms. We want to spread some motherly love.
Yes, especially because we know that, yes, this weekend is for all the mamas, but I think it's also a very important weekend for people who don't have their moms with them anymore.
Did you get a little bit of that motherly love and encouragement? And neither Carla nor myself are moms. Hi to Nora's dad on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago, who said, always remember, to the world you are one mom, but to your kids, you are the world.
Aww, which is true.
Ashley in Hammond, Indiana, good morning and happy almost Mother's Day.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your motherly advice, motherly words of wisdom?
There's so many. I have to sum it up to just live your life. Life is too short to worry about the silly little things. Like, you know, kids like to focus on silly stuff, really minute issues, and trying to get my kids to remember that the bigger picture, there's something much greater for all of us. And the little moments are what make us that bigger picture. You know what I mean? So just live your life.
I love that. And I think there's something really to what you're saying when kids are in that like high school, teen age.
Everything feels like the end of the world.
Everything feels like the most important. Like your 3-week relationship is like the most important thing that's ever happened in your life. You know?
And you're like, girl, one day you're going to be defending your thesis at school and that's going to matter so much more.
Yeah. So you just got to live and do your best. And no, mom loves you.
Oh, yes, she does. Now, you're the mom of three girls and one boy, right?
four girls and one boy.
Four girls and one boy. See, this is...
She's got a crew.
You're an expert mama.
Yeah. Advanced level parenting. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ashley, for that. And happy early Mother's Day. I hope that that it's wonderful for you, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right. Grandma Debbie. Good morning, Grandma Debbie. We always know we can count on Grandma Debbie for some advice.
Good morning. Yes, my advice is you have to live your life for yourself, and you can't care what other people think. Because sometimes their thought about you really isn't even real. It's what they think. It's not really who you are.
Right.
So just live each day for yourself.
And you don't even have a ton of control over what people think about you. And that is, A, so important, and B, it's so hard to do. It's much easier said than done. But the people who truly like can live life without worrying about what other people think are living life.
It's the older ones, because when you're younger, you just don't think like that. I get that, because my daughter's in her 30s, and she cares. Like, I have to wear my ring. I have to get my ring before we go to the store. People are going to think I have a kid and I'm not married. Why do you care?
No, listen, I...
No, you're married.
Why do you care?
I wish I didn't care what people think.
No, you're married.
Yeah.
I actually really like that. I think the next time that I start worrying about something, or I'm just going to stand in a mirror and I'm going to say, what would Grandma Debbie say?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Yeah.
Right. When you go to bed at night, every night when I go to bed, I know I'm a good person, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for that.
Have a good day.
All right, Grandma Debbie.
Have a good day, everyone.
You too. Right, love you too. Bye.
Again, we're doing some motherly love this morning on B96 because Mother's Day is this weekend. We want to hear some advice or some words of encouragement. Gloria from Evanston, who is part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. What is yours?
I only say this every time I go on TikTok Live and my girls on my TikTok join me on my live. I always tell them, don't forget you're an amazing mother. And your kids need you, and they love you so, so very much.
That's
don't
true.
Ever give up, because their life wouldn't be good without you in them. And I'm saying it because of me, too, because there's times that I go down, and I wish somebody would tell me these words of encouragement.
Aww.
And every time, now that I'm listening to this, every time I'm like, dude, I'm doing an amazing job.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm a present parent to the older people. I am doing the most amazing job a mother could do. So, like, any single mom, any single, like, parent that's out there, like, you guys are so amazing and very much loved by your kids.
Aww, that's very sweet, Gloria.
I love this sentiment, too, because I think we focus on Mother's Day, and it's like, there's always sometimes so much actions, right? Like, oh, gotta make sure we get her flowers or a nice purse or a perfume. Yeah. And I think sometimes what a mom needs to hear is, woman, you are doing a good job.
You are doing a good job. And even sometimes if it seems like your kids have lots of things going on, you are still that, like, number one figure in their life.
You're the reason
that they're getting anything done. Yeah. You're the reason they're here.
Yes.
So when you look at your kid and you're like, you know what, that's a great human, you can look at yourself and go, you know what, yeah, I did that.
And you made that.
I love it, Gloria. Are you okay? Are you catching a cold or something? Or are you just, it's early for you?
I have really bad allergies.
Oh, okay.
I'm having really bad allergies.
Well, take care of yourself and have a great Mother's Day weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too. Okay. Happy Mother's Day to Stacey.
Oh, I'll tell her you said that. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
877-591-9696. We're doing some motherly love this morning.
Yes.
We've got a couple other people on hold I want to talk to. Sydney in Barrington is next, and I think she's going to have a sweet message.
Yeah, you know what? Shout out to all the single moms, all the mamas. Call us up right now.
It's B96. Just showing some love to the moms, and getting some love from the moms. Some motherly love or words of encouragement. I want to say hi to our friend Sydney in Barrington, who is part of the Morgan Carla Mornings Mafia. I would say one of our day ones.
Yes, yes. We had the chance to hang out with her. We've barbecued with her.
Yeah.
Hey, Sydney.
What's up, Sydney?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say... sorry. Go ahead,
Mo. You said good morning, so I said good morning back.
Good morning. I just wanted to give a big shout-out to all of the moms who are calling in, because I tragically lost my mom when I was 2018, when I was 18 years old, and I'm now almost 26, and I wanted to say thank you to all of the moms called in, because it has seriously made such an impact this morning.
Aww.
Because I have been to see her so much, and I just wanted to say thank you guys for those words of encouragement.
That's very sweet. And, you know, you at such a young age, learning about such a huge kind of grief, like nobody should lose their mom at 18. And, you know, my heart breaks for you, but I'm glad that you can get a little bit of motherly love from some of these other moms.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. So everybody who still has their mom, please hold tight onto them, because you truly never know the last time you're going to be with them. So thank you, everybody.
Oh, that is such great advice. Yes, call them, text them, FaceTime them, annoy them.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing your story, because I know that you're not the only person that's going to be dealing with so many emotions this weekend, because it's like you have all these fond, beautiful memories of them, and then also you wish you could make more.
Yeah.
So we are giving you a big hug from everyone in Chicago. Just hugging you right now, Sydney.
Yeah, and know that your mom loves you, and you get to keep those memories with you forever.
Exactly, and I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right, Sydney.
I hope you guys have a great day.
All right, we love you, Sydney, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Love you too, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's hear from another mom, Consuelo in Melrose Park, who I know has all the love in the world for her son. Good morning, Consuelo.
Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Mo. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, Carla. Happy Mother's Day to your wife and to your mother. And Amar, happy Mother's Day to
you.
All right, we got it all covered. Thank you. Hey, and happy Mother's Day to you. Yeah.
Thank you. I got to get everybody involved, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of mamas in the mafia.
Yes.
Yeah.
My little advice is, when you're sick, don't live life as a ticking bomb. Live life to the fullest. Cherish every day, no matter how hard it gets. Show your kids that you're still strong no matter what.
Oh.
And to take every day as a blessing, because you never know when you're not going to be here.
Oh, that's very sweet, Consuelo.
Yeah.
And Consuelo, speaking from experience, because Consuelo has been battling cancer.
Yes, and I stopped chemo, I stopped radiation, so now I'm living life to the fullest.
Right. And that's one of those things where, like, I always look back to growing up, and I never saw my mom sick once, because I never saw her, like, take a day off.
Right.
Like, she was always so on and ready for us, and I remember days where I'd think, like, oh, everyone's sick in the family, but mom's got it.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're so grateful for everything that they do, so thank you, because it's true. You never, every day isn't promised, and you know that for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Consuelo.
I'm a mother, and I'm a father, so I'm the rock of the family.
That's
so I
right.
I have to stay strong no matter what.
Oh, yeah, you are the rock of that family. Well, thank you for sharing that, and have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, okay?
Thank you. Bye, family.
Bye.
Bye.
Juliet in Chicago, you want to give a shout-out to your mom. Juliet's 9 years old, right?
Yes.
And what's your mom's name?
Celia.
Can you say Happy Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day.
Aw, do you love your mom so much?
Yes.
Can I ask you, is your mom the best mom in the world?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew we would find the one.
You know what? My mom can take second if Celia is first.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. Well, happy Mother's Day to your mom, and have a wonderful weekend celebrating her, okay?
Okay.
And let your mom have a nap this weekend if she desires to. All right. Thank you so much. One more real quick. Amanda in Hammond, Indiana. Your advice as a mom for all of us, really, right? Amanda?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yeah.
I just want to say to the moms that, you know, in a time of social media, I feel like we do compare our lives to the other moms. And I want them to just know that no matter what stage you are in your motherhood, you're doing a good job. You know, I was a young mom. I had my first son when I was 16. So, you know, now that he's going to be 21 years old, I look at all of my friends who have had kids later in life and the things that they got to do with their kids. You know, while I spent my, you know, younger years making sure that, you know, we could go to the park or, you know, do this, and my friends are taking their kids to Disney and, you know, big adventures. And, you know, we feel like we have to compare ourselves to what people share on social media. And It's okay to do things on your own time. You know, I never got to take my kids to big trips, and this July is my oldest son's 21st birthday, and we're finally all going to Disney World.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's on their own timeline and their own journey. And what is it that you say? Comparison
is a thief of joy.
Comparison is the thief of joy. I really like that. We don't need to be worried about keeping up with the Joneses. We all have our own. Every kid is different. Every parent's different. Every situation's different.
And you know what, Amanda? Arguably, going to Disneyland, because I went to Disneyland when I was 21 with my parents, and it's so much more fun when you can ride all the big rides and go to the cool restaurants and
drink the drinks.
You're going to make a lot of amazing memories this time around that your kid will actually remember, or your son will actually remember.
I love that.
Yes, we're so excited. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Mother's Day and celebrate yourself and your accomplishments.
All right, you too. Thank you so much, Amanda. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, give us two songs or so, and we'll have a brand new entry in the diary.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What's going on with our girl? She's dating Jake. She was dating Mike, and now what?
Yeah, we'll see what's the latest coming up next on B96.
Hey,